Hello, it is William and Suzanne calling from Rotterdam Ahoy. We are here for second rehearsals of semi-final 2, and three more countries have rehearsed. Suzanne, who gave us an amen?
Vincent Bueno.
From Austria. Suzanne, who took us on a ride?
Rafal, Big Daddy Rafal, took us on a ride.
From Poland. And who gave us some sweet sugar?
The one and only Natalia.
Gordienko from where?
Moldova.
Thank you so much. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do this.
First up was Vincent Bueno from Austria. Now, his stage show was already looking pretty amazing during the first rehearsals. I love how this opens, Suzanne. It is Vincent standing there, and there are lots of lights behind him, golden lights. It's like he's walking out of heaven. My takeaway from rehearsal 2 was that they've worked on their light game. It was already good, but the lights seemed brighter, more precise. They're creating amazing effects that make the stage look enormous. Gold lights to the left, gold lights to the right, gold lights behind him. This is black and gold, which incidentally were the colors of our high school.
Go Fayette Tigers. County Tigers!
Yeah, FCHS, you are the best.
So my only comment outside of how good Vincent sounded, a little quieter today than the other day, but of course he is saving his vocals, yeah. Is that it is brighter and the lighting effects are just a little bit extra in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, not much to change because there wasn't that much to fix.
Correct.
All right, we move on to Poland's Rafal. He had a smooth ride during the first rehearsal, but then a bumpy ride in the final minute. There were a lot of vocal challenges in that final minute. He really struggles to kind of keep the body going and keep the voice, you know, going at the same speed as the body, if you will. Unfortunately, I still think the final minute of this, there are a lot of vocal issues. He's not yet had a clean run through where the voice came together at the end. That said, I think visually it's still very good, and this had more pace today. I don't know what they did. It's hard to kind of...
I don't know, but so far today, it's my biggest grower. Like, Poland just grew on me today. It made me a little happier. It made me want to sing along. It made me want to dance a little bit. And so there's something definitely different in a positive way.
It could be that Big Daddy energy he's giving off. You know,
Big Daddy love.
We asked him in our interview, where does this Big Daddy energy come from? Why do so many grandmothers love you, housewives? And he said he thinks he's sort of the guy that mothers would like their daughters to bring home. And you have no response.
Well, no, we all know that our mother doesn't really accept anyone, and I'm just trying to picture Rafal walking into Tweet's living room.
Well, yes, well, you know what, Tweet...
No.
Can I give you an example? What did Tweet call your ex-partner?
That ugly man.
Big ugly man. I think they met twice in 17 years. He was in the house once and she didn't know, and she was bringing my sister toilet paper, and she said, oh my God, threw the toilet paper.
Threw the
and
toilet
ran
paper
outside.
At him.
She's like, I didn't know the big ugly man was here.
Or with
old,
this, like,
old ugly, no, old ugly man. What does she call him? Old ugly man.
I always said that ugly man. I think there were times where she might have called him old.
He was 20 years older than you.
Said he belongs 19 years older. One of our cousins said he belongs in a museum because he's a relic.
The kind of vantage point, the views certainly reflect that. In any case, we move on to the third act in this section.
I want some sugar.
Oh, girl, pass me the Oreos.
Give me a stroke waffle.
Yeah, Skittles. Ooh. Sinan, what's that Turkish dessert, that sweet?
A Tony's chocolate.
What's it called?
Tulumba tatlısı.
Tulumba tatlısı for all of our Turkish readers and followers. Absolutely delicious. Now look, we move on to Moldova. Natalia Gordienko. I thought this looked great. This is simple, but it's so effective. I do think there's a trade-off. At times, she seems to dance really well, and at times, she seems to sing really well. I've not yet heard it where it's 100% singing and dancing together. But that will happen, you know, in the moment. The adrenalina will hit her during the live shows, and then I think it will come together.
So, all I've got to say is legs for days.
Yes.
Natalia has the most beautiful legs, and I was really watching her legs. I wasn't listening to the song, I wasn't watching her dance. I was focused in on those long, curvy legs.
I noticed a lot of nipple here from the male backing dancers. I didn't notice it before, but they are, of course, wearing suits with no shirts underneath, and I just constantly was getting flash of nipple.
You know, I did not notice this in the first rehearsals, but as the song opens up, speaking of the backing dancers, it's as though they form a chair that Natalia is sitting in, and when she stands up, then you realize it's her backing dancers. I thought it was a great opening.
But girl, not a chair, a throne, because she's what?
A queen.
Absolutely, and queens have to sit on their thrones, even if they're made of humans. Look at Cersei Lannister, okay? She was sitting on all kinds of people because she did so much that was so wrong. But in any case, I think Moldova, I was talking to some journalists from the region, and they were telling me that this song is a huge hit in Bulgaria. Mm. They play it in Greece. They play it in Russia. She's in the top 20 of one of the Russian charts. This song is everywhere. And because she's working with Philip Kirkorov, she does get a bit of a boost from his sort of, he's a huge pop star in Eastern Europe. He's like, you know, he's called himself Russia's Michael Jackson, etc. Oh my goodness, hurricane is on. So we're going to cut this off, and we're going to say we will see you later.
Bye.